Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah. And it's Halacha Beis. Ein oisim helmi b'Shabbos, aval oisahu meimelach, v'toivu behem pitoi, v'noisinhu l'soich hatavshil. We not make brine on Shabbos, but one may make salt water and dip bread in it, or add it to a cooked food. Amud Beis v'alohi helmi b'murubu ben muertes. Rabbi Yossi said, brine is the same whether one makes a little or a lot. Ve'elohein me'melach ha'motorim neisen shemen betchile l'seich ha'mayim o l'seich ha'melach. Which the water is permitted to make, he initially puts oil into the water or salt. The Gemara says, ma ben hilmi ma ben me'melach. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between brine and salt water? Because why does the first Tanna forbid brine and permit salt water? Hilmi sricha uman. The answer is brine requires a professional because regular people don't know how to make it. Salt water does not require a professional. Ravuna answered that whenever one puts salt in it and it dissolves in it, this is salt water. If it does not dissolve, it's brine. We have all said that whenever one puts an egg in it and it sinks, this is salt water. If it does not sink, then it's brine, because eggs are denser than water. If one adds enough salt, the water becomes as dense as an egg, so an egg will not sink. Oisim yinumelin b'Shabbos. One may make yinumelin, which we'll explain, on Shabbos. Rabbi Yose b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, yayin devash upilpilin. Rabbi Yose, quoting, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's wine, honey, and peppers. Rabbi Yose quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that one may mix the peppers into the wine and honey, but he may not grind them. Rabbi Yochanan at shehu mishum es shehu mishum taruvus muta mishum shchika asa. Rabbi Yose quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that what needs only mixing is permitted, what needs grinding is prohibited. And the Gemara saw here, in the case of brine, is it not needed only to mix? Why is it then forbidden? Rabbi Yehuda ben Titus, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Shimon ba'Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shnihi, Hacha, Shehi, Gemar Melacha. The Gemara answers from Rabbi Yehuda ben Titus, quoting Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, quoting Shimon ba'Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, here is different because it's the final Melacha. Ve'yavol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mutzah l'shabeh v'asa l'kabeitz. Ve'yavol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said one may break clumps of salt, but one may not gather salt from where it grows. If garlic was minced before Shabbos, if it needed more mincing, it's forbidden to mince it more on Shabbos. If it was fully minced and he wants to mince more to mix it with his oil, then it's permitted. It should say, if garlic, unripe grapes, and unripe grain were minced during the day, means before Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says he may finish after dark, Rabbi Kiva says he may not finish. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, Rabbi Shim ba'aba, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chanina, lo nechaku ela b'chulin, ha'kohanim nagu b'tumah, k'Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Shim ba'aba, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that they argue only about chulin. Kohanim conduct with tumah leniently, like Rabbi Shmuel, lest it be wasted.